But let's say he said lehoyed dvor meyulam. If he answered back that these things never happened lehoyed dvor meyulam, then the locker is huchta kafrin. Then I'll tell you huchta kafrin. We don't believe him. What he says lehoyed dvor meyulam. Rashi says we ain't a nemana love b'shua. Rashi lehoyed dvor meyulam lo yidis lecho for eidim sheshamu. That if he says I never admitted to you, and there are two eidim that did admit it to you, then he's huchta kafrin. Rashi says he's not nemana anymore with the shvua. This the Kofra Kirl swears and frees himself, but if here that we know you're lying, you're possible to swear. We are Papa brother of Acha Bar Ada, Hochi Yamrina Mishmei. The Rebbe said this is the name of Rava. Call Mili Tichdi Lei Dichiri Inchi. Things that people say that Mechila never really meant, they don't remember. So if he says the Hoyet Vermeulim is not called the Huchta Kafrim, it's not going to have meant it yesterday. Is that yesterday Reuven admitted to Shimon that I owed you $100, he never really meant it. He was talking just saying it to get rid of you. But it wasn't in front of Suedim, he didn't mean it. So therefore, now that he says, Lohoya Dvorim Yerlam, he's Nemlon, that's not called Hochta Kafrin. Rashi Dvorim Shachinam, Kloima, Hoyo Vyoysoi Do, Divre Ruach Heve, it didn't mean anything. Yeah, so therefore, now that he says, Lohoya Dvorim Yerlam, that's not considered Hochta Kafrin. Hahuda Gemara says, Hahuda is a person, the Achman Le Eidim. He hid two eidim again behind the fence, lechavre the kilsay, Rasha behind the curtain, or also under the bed. Omalei said like this, and now Reuven went to Shimon and said, "Monali biyotcha, listen, you owe me $100." Omalei hein, Shimon said back, "Yes." Omar, so Reuven said like this to Shimon, "Listen, iri yeshchivi, the people that are sleeping here, the people that are up." Lehavi alecha sad, let them be eidim, what you're saying that you really owe me is $100. Omalei Shimon said back, Loi, no, I don't want that. I'm afraid. I don't want no eidim here. Some Rav Chana said, Ho omalei, that you should know here it's no good, because he answered back and said, clearly Loi, I do not want them to be eidim. So they're not called eidim. Nothing more says, who another case was, the Achman eidim, the Kivra lechavri. Also, a person hid to eidim the kivrei. Yeah, the kivrei in the kever in the grave. He hid to eidim. They were in the basic forest, and he hid to eidim there. Omalei said to his friend there, "Monali biyotcha, listen, you owe me $100." Omalei, hey, he said yes. So Reuben said back, "You still listen? Chaya yomesi. Whether the people that are alive around here, the people that are dead around here." Just to say, listen, I want you to really admit to me now that whoever's around listening, they should be eidim. Omalei, the guy didn't take any chance and said, no, I'm afraid, maybe I know. I'm afraid. So locher is, I'm Reb Shimon. Omalei, you can't use these eidim, that's not called hoidor, even though there are two live eidim there. But Shimon said back, listen, Loi, I do not want them to be eidim. If you do not want them to be eidim, they are not considered eidim. Omalei, Nevitem Rapapa. Shema Aminah, from here we hear, Meho. We learn from here that hold the Yom Rav Yudam Arav. Sarach Shiyay Merata Neidai. That we say, when is it called a good Hador? If Reuven admits that he owes Shimon $100, only when Reuven tells to Edim, Ata Neidai, I want you to be Edis here, what I'm going to say. Then Reuven really means it. Now, Lashon of the Zoni said, Ki Yom Aloiva. Lashon of Ki Yom Aloiva, Lashon of Ki Yom Amalva. Doesn't make a difference who said it. Whether the laborer is saying this now that I owe you $100, it doesn't make a difference whether the Malva said it. The Shostik Leiva. The Malva says, listen, I want you two people to be Edim here, that the Leiva is admitting that he owes me $100. And the Leiva keeps quiet. Then it's good. Why? Because time of the Yom Leiva Loi. The only reason why here it's not called Edim is because the Leiva said back no. Because here the case was the Malva said, listen, I want you to say your Hador now in front of two Edim. And the Leiva answered back and said no. That's why it's not called a good Hador. Avali Shostik. But if the Leiva would have kept quiet, the Malva says, listen, you're admitting to me, and I have two eidim now. I want your Hador to be in front of two eidim. If the Leiva just would have kept quiet, Hokinami, it would be called a good Hador. So that's how we say, you have to say, after Meidai, Slav Dafka, that the Leiva, the one that's admitting, has to say to the eidim, I want you to be my eidim. Even if the Malva says it, it's also good. Another word says, Ahu, Tevi Korilei Kav Roshi. Person's name was called Kav Rosh. That was his nickname. They called him Kav Roshi. Rashi Molei Kav Shtoros Yeshalov. That's a lot of people owe him money. He owes a lot of people money. He has a lot of Shtoros. Now, what's his nickname? Everybody used to call him. He's a big Baal Chayv, this guy. He owes a lot of people money. Omri says this. Man Masik B, you know who owes me money? Ela Ploini Yeploini. Now, if you know who I have money by, who do I owe money to? I only owe to Ploini Ploini, so-and-so I owe money to. He said, so also Tavu Medina. Those two people that he admitted that he owes money to, Reuben and Shimon, they both came to take the slavery to Bezdin. The Dean of Karmad Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman. Nachman said that means nothing, what this Levi said. Because Adam Oster Shlolash Biyatatzmoy. A person sometimes just says that I owe people money, even though he doesn't mean it. Because he does not want to look rich. See, even though he looks like he has a lot of money right now, he does not want to show off with it, so he goes around telling people, the money I have, I owe it to other people. But really, he does not mean it. That's not called hoidor if you say you owe this money to so-and-so. Ha'ud dehevi korelei achbaro deshchiva adinri. People used to call him a mouse that lies on top of a dinner. That's what he used to call him. So Rashi says that means Osher was a very rich person, but he didn't have any enjoyment from his money, like a mouse that lies on top of money. Ki koshokhev, right before he died, he said like this, pauni o pauni, maskul bizuzi, that so-and-so owes me money, maskul bizuzi. Don't forget, maskul bizuzi, I have his money. He said, before he died, he said, I owe so-and-so money. So, both of the shokhev, after he died, also tavinu liyoshim. These two people now wanted to go to the Yoshim and said, listen, your father admitted that he owed to us money, so pay us up. Also, the Karmad Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, they went in front of Mishmuel Rabbi Yossi, Omelu, Ki Amri Adam also Shlelash Biyatatsum. When do we say the Svara? Then Adam is also Shlelash Biyatatsumai, a person will not satisfy himself. Han immediately one was just said, Mechaim, only when he's alive. He doesn't mean what he's saying. Avliyachem Isalai. But here that the guy was dying, he would not say he owes other people money if he didn't know them. So it's really called a good haidor. Therefore, you Yoshim have to pay him. So what happened was, per palga. In the meantime, the Yoshim paid up his. But still, Tavid Ludino leader palga. This, the Baal Chayv came and took the Yoshim to another dinter and said, listen, you only paid us up half, you owe us the other half. So now, Osta came with Rabbi Chiyah. They went from another day, in front of Rabbi Chiyah. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Chiyah said like this. Kishem Shodam Osta Shalash Biyasatsum. He argues and says no. The same way when a person is alive, staying alive. If he says he owes somebody money, he has the right letter to say, I did not mean it. I only wanted that I should not look like I'm rich. Kach Odam Osta Shalash Biyasmanav. Before a person dies also, he could just speak out and say, I do not want my children, I owe money to other people. Even though he doesn't. He just doesn't want it to look as if his kids were yashin him. But really he doesn't know them. So the fact you admit it means nothing. If so, Omrulay. So now the Yoshim said, listen, if so, Nezav and Hadar, let's make this slave, give us back the money. Now the lach is that we don't have to pay it, but we paid our 50% already. So let's get back that money. Omrulay said back, no, you should know, for her Zokin, that the Zokin already, Paskin already. Therefore, since the first dying Paskin Yechayiv, that much we can't go against. Since there was a Pesach at Yechayiv, the money you gave was given up Pidin, and that we can't retract. Rashi Rabbi Shmuel, Shechibaltim Apiv, I can't argue what he did already. Now the Gemara says, let's say Reuben admits in front of two Edom that I owe Shimon $100 for Konami Yodin, and they made a Kenyan there. So Locher is Kaisvin. Then they go right there and write down the Shtar Hoidor. They write down the Shtar that he admitted. V'yim Lav, if they didn't make a Kenyan, ain't Kaisvin. Then you do not write down the Shtar. Let's say he admitted in front of three for Konami Yodin and he didn't make a Kenyan. So Rav Oma Kaisvin. Since he admitted in front of three, it's like a Bezdin, then the Bezdin has the right to write it down that Reuben admitted, even though they didn't make a Kenyan. Ravasi Yomano ain't Kaisvin, still you can't write it down. Since they didn't make a Kenyan, nothing doing. Have you a Maisa? The Choshle Rav, Lahod Ravaskit, it says that you cannot write it down since they did not make a Kenyan. Omer Ravada Baravo, Hai Odisa, Ashtar Odisa. Odisa is a star saying that I admit that I owe somebody money. Watch this, Hai Odisa, Ashtar Hoidov Efne Shleisha, Shleikonami Yodai. Let's say they wrote down the shtar saying that Reuben admitted in front of us three people that he owes money, but they did not make a kinyan. So, or it could be wasn't written down yet, but zimnin kasvinin, zimnin kasvinin. Sometimes Bezdin has the right to write it down, and sometimes Bezdin does not have the right to write it down. Kenifa v'yatzvei, if stam it happened to be three people sitting there by themselves, then like kasvinin, then we cannot write it down. But Kanfino, if the Leiv himself, the one that's admitting, he went to gathering together the three people, then Kasrina, then they have the right to write it down. Rabbi says, no.
Even if the Lev himself gathered together the three people, like Katrina, still we did not write it down. Until he says, I want you to be Dayanu for me. No, even if he says, I want you to be Dayanu, still don't write it down. Until they specify a place where to come. That they make up right now and take it to the din. Then that's called the good hoido. Then you write it down. Let's say I admit that I owe you metalklim. The economy of the, we made a kinyan that I owe you a bushel of barrels. So locher is kaisvin. You still have a right to write it down. The yimlava didn't make a kinyan and kaisvin. What about the mekakoi? Let's say I admit that I owe you karka. For the economy of the, they did not make a kinyan. My, what's the locher? Memoramer and kaisvin. Since they didn't make a kinyan, you can't write it down. Mazut rama kaisvin, you could write it down. Vilkos the kaisvin. By karka, if you admit to karka, even though you did not make a kinyan, karka is something you don't play around with. So there we say he really meant it. Bezna has the right to write up a shtar hoido. Ravini kloyla mahadrin. He went to mahadrin. Omalei ravdimi bar rafuna. In the mahadrin ravina. Metaltli. Let's say he admitted to metaltlim. The isnai benayin was right here. Mai. And he admits like these metaltlim right here I owe you. Omalei to mekarkadom. It's not like karka that we could write it down even without a kinyan. Ravashi yamano. Kivu the mechasra givayin. Even though it's right here. But since you didn't collect it yet, lo'loi, you cannot write it down. Did not say that he told us to write it down. Unless it was done when they were gadol. Here also, if you have a shtar hadisa mistoma, the loiva told them to write it down, so it's a good shtar. Is there anything the anomaly? We do not know for sure. The staff with the Redina Yadi and the clerks there, they know.
So you know, like Rashi says, the anomaly of Dina Klaima Yesh Dayonim Harvey, Shem Bikim Balochas, they don't know this halacha, Shemano de Shnaim, Shlekonim Yodo and Kaisin, that they not make the king of the king write it down. So how can you say it's good? So what's the anomaly? Besifra de Redina Yad, that is the Seifrim, the clerks should know. Smor says, Shalinu, the staff with the Abaya, they asked the question to the Seifrim of Abaya, the Yadi, they knew. The sifu the rabbi v'yadi the yosu knew. So since they knew, therefore they said this law was okay. He yudisa there was a shtar adisa again. A shtar adisa is what's written down in the shtar that the edim saw and say that we heard the way Reuven said he admits that he owes money to Shimon. He yudisa that because of bay duchrin tizgovin that duchrin tizkimli. This is the remembrance of what happened. So Rashi explains loyhoyekosav was zichron edus. Bloshin Adam, El Bloshin Zichron the Forum, stop remembering what happened. Vu Loshin Dayonim, Loshin of Dayonim. So he wrote Loshin of Dayonim, so Loshin of Adam, that's a Shalom, it's good or it's no good. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, again, just the last Gemara, and Chof Tes on the days, the bottom Gemara again was that the Shalom was on the Shtar Odisa. Said Hainu the Rosh Lakish, you must say the Yom Rosh Lakish Chazok in Edom Chosim and Al Shtar Elim came Nas the Godol. See also the Shtar of Disa, even though it was not written inside the Shtar that the Baal Dover told us to write it down, most probably it's still good since the Edom signed on it. Mask of Lord of Papi Vitema Rav Huna Bred Yeshua Miikemidi, is there anything the Anan Lo Yadinan like we ourselves are not so clear in this case? Rashi says. Yesh Dayonim Harbe Shein Bikim Malachazu. They don't know this halacha. That it, like, to say that the Shtar is written by Cheskas Kosha. And, but the Sifur Devei Dina Yadei. But the clerks of the Bezin, they do know it. So Moses says, yes. Shialinu was Sifur De Abaya. We asked the Seifim of Abaya. The Yadi, they knew this halacha. How the Shtar Adisa has to be written down. And the Sifur De Rabba, the Yadi, they also knew. How a shtar odisa has to be written down? Now the Gemara's question like this: Hahi odisa, there was the shtar odisa. Again, this is a shtar that two edim signed on it, and it says that the loiv admitted in front of us that he owes the mal of $100. So hahi odisa, the cost of it is written like this: Duchrin pisgamin. It's a lashon of duchrin pisgamin, the remembering of what happened. So Rashi says lohoye kosev bo zichrin edus. It did not say a lashon of edus, a lashon edim, and a lashon zichron devarim, just on remembering things. And that's the whole lashon dayanim. That's the way usually dayanim write, not the way edim. And here all you had was just two edim signed on it. So the question is this good or not? And weiter in the Gemara, Daf Lamed says,